ABC News.
Brooke Young with the top stories from finance. Latitude Financial has confirmed that around 7.9 million Australian and New Zealand driver's license numbers were stolen in the recent cyber attack. 3.2 million, or 40% of those license numbers, were provided to Latitude in the past 10 years. The company also says around 53,000 passport numbers were stolen, and just under 100 customers had their monthly financial statements stolen. Latitude says it will reimburse customers who choose to replace their stolen ID documents. And the International Monetary Fund has warned that risks to financial stability are on the rise, and that 2023 would be another challenging year for economies across the globe. IMF boss Kristalina Georgieva says China is expected to account for one-third of the world's economic growth this year, after abruptly ending its COVID-zero policy. However, she expects global growth to slow down to less than 3% this year due to the scarring from the pandemic, much higher interest rates, and the war in Ukraine. And to the markets, the Australian share market is off to a better-than-expected start, with stocks in the utilities and financial sectors driving the gain. That's after a positive end to last week on Wall Street, with the S&P 500 up 0.5%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 0.4%, and the Nasdaq up 0.3%. And the Australian dollar is lower, it's trading at around 67 US cents. This is ABC News.